In the practice of Tantra, it is possible to use sexual desire in the path. Let us begin to consider the role of sexual desire in the path in Tantra by looking at the prohibition against sexual misconduct in the morality of individual liberation, which is entirely based on the principle of refraining from harming others. Specific sexual misconduct is identified in detail in Vasubandhu's Treasury of Manifest Knowledge. For a male, it would be to cohabit with someone else's wife, or with someone who is under the care of her family. For a female, it is the same. It is prohibited to cohabit with someone else's husband, or with someone who is under the care of his family. Some have suggested, ridiculously, that since Vasubandhu's text explains the 10 non-virtues from the viewpoint of a male, there is no fault if a female engages in the non-virtues, and thus there are no prohibitions for a female. This is ridiculous. For Buddhists, sexual intercourse can be used in the spiritual path because it causes a strong focusing of consciousness if the practitioner has firm compassion and wisdom. Its purpose is to manifest and prolong the deeper levels of mind, which I described earlier with respect to the process of dying. The aim is to put their power to use in strengthening the realization of emptiness. Otherwise, mere intercourse has nothing to do with spiritual cultivation. When a person has achieved a high level of practice in motivation and wisdom, then even the joining of the two sex organs, or so-called intercourse, does not detract from the maintenance of that person's pure behavior. Yogis who have achieved a high level of the path and are fully qualified can engage in sexual activity, and a monastic with this ability can maintain all the precepts. One Tibetan yogi adept, when criticized by another, said that he ate meat and drank beer as offerings to the mandala deity. Such tantric practitioners visualize themselves as deities in a complete mandala, within realization that the ultimate deity is the ultimate bliss, the union of bliss and emptiness, a bliss consciousness realizing emptiness. He also said that his sexual practice with a consort was undertaken for the sake of developing real knowledge, and that indeed is the purpose. Such a practitioner can make spiritual use not only of delicious meat and drink, but even of human excrement and urine. A yogi's meditation transforms these into real ambrosia. For people like us, however, this is beyond our reach. As long as you can't transform piss and shit, these other things should not be done. Buddha set out a specific series of stages on the path precisely for this reason. The preliminary stage is training in the vows of individual liberation. If you live as a monk or nun, your conduct has a more sound basis. There is little danger of excessive distraction. Even if you cannot fully implement such vows, there is not much risk. Then, simply practice, practice, practice. Once you develop inner strength, you can control the four internal elements, earth, water, fire, and wind, or five elements if inner space is included. Once you can fully control these internal elements, then you can control the outer five elements. Then you can make use of anything.